Up in smoke, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. According to Field & Stream, a wild boar isn't difficult to kill with a well-placed arrow, but having to recover one after a marginal hit is no fun and all too common. That's because most bow hunters are trained on deer, and a hog's anatomy differs significantly. Aiming just behind a broadside boar's shoulder as you would to double lung a whitetail typically results in a paunch hit. While a small portion of a pig's lungs extends slightly behind the shoulder crease, most of the vital area rests between the shoulders. So when you're shooting, get an angle, target the far side, and hold low. We're telling you this in hopes that you can get your hog to the barbecue pit. I had a conversation with Field & Stream's Colin Kearns. And apparently some tips about grilling and smoking the fish that you just caught, or burgers, or what?
Yeah, we've got a wild game recipe feature in the magazine. Because again, you know, like a road trip, there's nothing better to do in the summer than firing up the grill in the backyard and cooking some good food. And so we've got some great recipes for wild boar ribs, a venison backstrap, whole pheasants, and some goose breast. Yeah, so, you know, great recipes to have a fun summer cookout.
I have a buddy who just sent me a picture of his wild boar that he got with a bow.
Nice.
And I'll point him in the direction of this story.
Yeah, and all the recipes are on fieldandstream.com, too, if you can't find them in the magazine.
Again, fieldandstream.com. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.